Yo, what's good, everybody? Yo, what's good? Man, welcome to another edition of the Sit Down. Man, first and foremost, man, I just want to thank God for this opportunity. And the reason why I want to thank God for this opportunity is because, you know, there's somebody somewhere who is sitting at home, angry, mad, depressed, feeling lonely. And man, what I want to do, man, is I want to let everybody know that you are important. All right, you're important. So today, I wanted to just jump on here because you know when you get challenged, you got to step up to the challenge. We about to have a little round table discussion, you know. I got J-Bone in the building. Y'all already know the original hustler in the building. Alan Howard in the building. Kango in the building. Yours truly in the building. And what we going to do, we're just going to kick this thing off. We're just going to do a little rap session. You know, especially in this day and age and this time. You know, there's a whole lot going on. It's a lot going on. All right. I mean, we're in a pandemic. There's so much has happened, and we just gonna just chop it up a little bit, give y'all a little bit of how we feel about some situations. And first and foremost, I want everybody to know this: you are important. I don't care what nobody says; you are important. I don't care what you're going through right now. I don't care what the situation look like right now. It might not look like no damn light at the end of the tunnel, but trust me, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't care if you can't get up to the penthouse. Don't worry about the penthouse right now. Worry about the floor that you own right now. All right? So, first and foremost, like I said, I got my brothers in the building, you know. Got my brothers in the building, and we about to do a little rap session, so we're going to give y'all a little bit of what's happening. But first and foremost, let me tell y'all about this podcast, you dig? This podcast is free of judgment. This podcast is about inspiring people and encouraging them to be their best and to live their best life. These conversations are about truth, no fear. And you can share your truth with respect. This podcast has conversations with interested people of all nationalities who are here to give insight, upliftment, and help advance the culture. This podcast wants to have people who help spread unity, peace, love, and awareness. I will engage in conversation that help us move the, it's going to move the culture, y'all. I'm a diverse individual. Ladies and gentlemen, my mama named me Earl Belton Jr. Welcome to the sit down. Welcome to the sit down, you dig? So, first of all, you know, like I said, got Kango in the building. Alan Howard in the building, original hustle in the building. We just going to kick this thing off, man, first and foremost, let y'all know that y'all important. Everybody who's tuned in, everybody who has took the opportunity to engage with us, man, blessings up on you and yours, all right? But the first thing we going to do, we going to kick this shit off like this. Y'all know we in a pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know, y'all already know we're in the pandemic, all right? Now, first and foremost, we don't claim to be no damn experts. But I'm going to tell y'all this right now. I know people who work in the healthcare industry. And y'all need to start taking this doggone coronavirus seriously. I'm just telling y'all. Y'all need to take it seriously. Ain't nothing that damn important, all right? we're in the midst of another shutdown, all right? We're in the midst of another shutdown. And I want y'all to understand that they're not playing when they say they want 10, 20 people at an establishment. Alan, they're not playing with this.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Can't go. They ain't playing with this, bro. You know what I'm saying? J-Bone, they're not playing.
No, they're not.
You know what I'm saying? So here's the thing, man, just right out the gate. Can't go. What is going on with the people, man, that everybody wants to go some goddamn where?
I can't explain it.
You know?
I mean, cause if something is worth living for, why are you running to death?
Oh, man, say that, bro.
If the people telling you you can't be in an establishment, you know, whatever it is, whatever the number is.
Yeah.
And everybody's up in there. You don't know who got what. You know, everybody up in there. Don't have no mask on.
You know
what I'm saying? They steady coughing, breathing. And, you know, just doing what they do. I mean, playing with death.
Man. Alan.
Sure.
Establishments, man. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, we're not going to pick on no establishments, but we're going to pick on establishments.
Yeah.
What it is.
And let me say one thing before we continue.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, understand something. You're going to need to have thick skin because we might go a little deep.
Yeah.
So if you can't handle it, I might tell you to log off because it might get a little real around here. We're going to get some practice.
That's right.
Yeah. So what I want to talk about is this, man. I mean, just right out the gate. I just want to talk about this. They're supposed to have a plan by December the 11th. If they don't come up with a plan, it's going to be a whole government shutdown. Mm. All right? The whole government shutdown. What's your take on that, bro?
You know what? At this point, I'm so very sick of politics. I want us to just be realistic with ourselves.
Yeah.
First of all, where we're at, it's not going to affect our day-to-day operations anyway because of the way that we operate in our lives. So we, as Black people, let's just be real. We don't need to focus on that right now.
Yeah.
We need to focus on getting where we need to be as a community and learning how to come together and be able to function as a unit, man, because I'm telling you, this race thing has gotten out of control.
Absolutely.
It's gotten to the point.
Absolutely.
They have more curves than they've had since the 50s and 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So we need to be aware. We need to be aware. We need to be awake. And we need to keep our families awake as well.
Absolutely.
The only way we're going to do that is to come together, have these kind of discussions, and be honest with each other about what we face with out here.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's what has to be done.
Absolutely. Bro, the shutdown, man. They talking about shutting the whole world down. I want you to, the whole world. Whole world, bro. Shutdown. Government shutdown if they don't come up with a plan by the 11th. What's your take on that, bro?
Well, my take on this is, the only thing I can say is, man, like my man said, still got to live, man.
Yeah, you know
what I'm
talking about.
And, I mean, they shut the world down, but they're not trying to do nothing for you. But they do shut us down.
Oh, they're going to give you a little money. They're going to give you a little money.
$1,200.
What's that money for?
They're going to give you a little money.
It's $1,200.
The money is supposed to be put back into the economy. That's what they're trying.
Okay,
All that's going to do is make all the chicken places. I hate to be this way, but the facts are the facts.
Yeah.
All the places that got the latest Nike Jordans and all that good fly stuff, they going to get the money.
Yeah.
All the mid-case, that's got all that good weed, they going to get the money.
Yeah.
We're going to keep it real. That's what it is.
So why come ain't none of the money going to be put back in the community?
Because nobody's thinking about the community.
No.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't thinking about that.
Huh? Not the community?
No.
J-Bone, how you feel about this, man? You know, first of all, man, did you get a stimulus check last time?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Yes.
Did you put it back into the economy or did you put it in your pocket?
Yes, I did. I spent it. I tried to spend it in the neighborhood.
Okay.
All honesty, no liquor store.
Okay. Well, you don't drink liquor anyway. So
well, I just wanted to let everybody know, you shout that out.
But we know, what you bought.
Right.
We know what you bought. Alan, you get a 1200?
Did
you get,
I did.
Did you get 1200?
I did.
What did you do? Did you put it back in the economy?
Absolutely did. I turned it into more money.
Oh, okay. Kango, did you get 1200?
No, sir.
Not it. You know what, Kango?
Child support.
I didn't get 1200. So big ups to everybody who got the money.
Right. Well, not necessarily, my brother, because it don't really matter if you got it if you didn't win.
Yeah, well, I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? They wanted to give it out, they gave it out.
They did that. And here we are again, and we got so many people that are just sitting on the sidelines, just hoping and in anticipation for this new stimulus. But
yeah.
Why?
I mean, you know, here's my take. There's a lot of people that's hurt, all right? There's people that's hurt.
Yes, sir.
Unemployment rate at an all-time high.
Yes.
People have lost their businesses. They done lost their homes. They done lost their 401s. They done lost their whole life savings in this, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I want you to think about this.
Wow.
Here's what I want you to think about. About this. You worked for 30 years into your 401k. I want y'all to think about this. Real talk.
Wow.
You worked 30 years. You saved your money. Here, January, you kicked off your brand new business. Man, you excited,
top of the world.
Pumped up, everything was going. And then March hit,
bam.
And here you in a pandemic.
Wow. Whole body.
Now, all your whole 30 years is gone. Now, that's who I feel sorry for.
There's so many people that have experienced that.
Yeah, that's who I feel sorry. I'm just keeping the book. That's who I feel sorry. So what do you do? My thing is, what you gonna do about the people who lost everything?
You just can't do nothing.
Sorry,
there's nothing. Yeah.
Sorry,
nothing. You can do.
They won't even say sorry.
Yeah.
They're not gonna say sorry.
Yeah. So.
Oh well.
Okay.
Oh well.
Yeah.
It leads back to what I was talking about the community.
It's back to this. Here's my question. Shout out to all the small business owners right here in Kansas City. Black small business owners, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you a round of applause real tough. So if you are still telling business, hats off to you. All right. Now, this is what angers me, all right? Now, we pull capers on the same damn color of people. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing. You don't go to other establishments. You don't go to other establishments and you put the merchandise up on the counter and you don't tell Walmart, you don't tell Target, you don't tell none of these other places, you know, let me give you $10 for this. You know what I'm saying? Let me give you $10 for this. I'm serious. Hold on. J-Bone, have you ever went somewhere and the price of whatever it was, a juice, a chicken, TV, whatever the case may be, if they said $189, have you heard somebody say, I want to give you $167 for it?
No, not in what they consider a real business. I don't think that they think black folks have real businesses.
I think that
they think that we're negotiators. We're not negotiators.
So why you don't negotiate with Target? Why you don't negotiate with them?
Right, because once you walk through that door, you know you got to give them their money.
Okay.
The price that they asked for.
They pimping.
So now here's the thing. Why can't we always make try to get over on our own.
Oh, right. That's right.
I mean, you know, I mean my own people, man.
Sad but true.
I mean, you know, I want you to think about this. Think about this. $5 for that juice right there. $5. I'm going to come and tell you, man. I'm going to give you $4.25. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what you went through in order to get the juice.
Right.
They don't know that you had to pay taxes on the juice or whatever the case is. Just let me have it for $4.25. Let me have it. So basically what you're saying is, I don't care what you went through. Yeah. Let me have it for what I'm at.
Your money don't need it.
Yeah. It's like a person begging on the street.
Oh, man.
You know. Well,
these beggars today, man, is able. The beggars today make you feel bad for driving past them.
Yes, I mean, hey, they ask me for some money. I ask them for some money.
Man, you know, and I mean, they really get angry because, you know, first of all, it wasn't my. Now, everybody, please don't hit me up on my earl because he's better than people and all that. I'm just saying.
No.
Hey, bro, you are homeless. And if I give you something, a water, some check, some food or whatever, why come it ain't never enough? Why it ain't never enough? That's what I want to know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see these people. You know what I'm saying? Y'all see these people. You know, these people may come up on you at any given time. First of all, I want to know is, why do we have so many damn people, man, hanging out at the stores in the pandemic, man? We got some change. I ain't never seen so many people.
Hey,
bro. Hey, man, you got some spare change. What is spare change?
I don't have a spare change.
I don't either.
I'm just trying to figure that out.
It's tight on me, too.
What are you asking for? That's what I want.
Yeah, direct.
Are you hungry?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get you something to eat.
Yeah.
Right. I'll do all the spare change and all of that.
Hey, brother. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Give you a whole,
boy, they got
room.
a whole spiel. They got a whole spiel.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to.
Straight direct.
We
to
all
the
try
point.
To do what we need to do. And, you know, first off, man, I want to. I don't feel like. I don't feel that they're going to get no good done by the next. I don't think Orange is signing nothing.
Get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't think
it's
so either, Earl. And I'm going to say it like this. If they can put in that stimulus that, and they did put in there what they said, for 4 months only. They want a stipulation. Pelosi wants 4 months. I mean, she wants it to end at 4 months. So the new president can get at least in and do his part.
Well,
that makes sense
I want you to add this up. You said 4 months, right? In December.
They're going to extend it till 4 months. This is what they're saying. So then the new president will be in there.
He comes in January.
I know he comes in January, but I'm still saying we passed this stimulus now.
Yeah.
4 months later while he's in there, and not just because he's in there.
It's
4 months. What the Republicans wanted to be is permanently and only stimulus. We're going to have to need more stimulus money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We'll do the 4 months. I'll say we'll do the 4 months. But let's renegotiate after 4 months.
$1,200 ain't enough because we got people's rent.
Oh, man. They 7-8 months behind.
So there's many people suffering.
There's many people.
I would say a good $10,000 to be.
You know, I mean, what they're trying to do, you know, what they're trying to do for those who, you know, because there's a lot of people on unemployment, so they're trying to pass the unemployment and they're trying to retro back to September or something like that. Some super polling, what I've read or whatever. So that'll give, what they want to do is give a person a nice little chunk or whatever so they can. Stimulate the economy. All right.
Well, the independent people that are self-employed, it ended the 26th of this month. So it's over. No more unemployment for the independent people.
Wow.
That's over with. It's supposed to last until December 31st.
Now, what do you mean by independent people? What
people that own their own business, that work for their own self.
I didn't even know people could get unemployment that were self-employed. I don't know.
Right. They had two programs. And even now, the ones that has lost the independent people, they can try to file unemployment. But you had to not have any unemployment in order to get to independence.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it.
Right, so yeah.
It's a stipulation for the stipulation.
Well, yeah, it's a stipulation for the stipulation. That's
stipulation
a good one.
For the stipulation.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so that ended the 26th of this month. So no more unemployment for the self-employed.
Wow.
So for all the people who are out there, you know, we continue to uplift you. Continue to pray for you. There's millions of people who are suffering right now. So many are suffering right now. I read something yesterday, man. The state of California is about to get, they about to crack down even more of the stay home than what's already there. They have seen a tremendous spike. All right, now we got over 270 some thousand that's died. That's it. 7,700 people are in hospitals all around the world. They're saying they have no more room. 1,800 people that's using like the ICUs. All right. But yet and still, we want to get out. We want to get out. I ain't saying ain't nothing wrong with getting out, because hell, I get out too. You know, but you got to be safe. 1,800 people out in ICUs. 7,700 hospitals worldwide. They're saying by the end of the month, there will be no more. So you can't even get sick, bro.
In your own country. In your own country.
You can't get sick, bro. You know what I'm saying? You can't get sick. Now, here's another thing, man, that I want to ask y'all. Mask. You know, do I forget my mask? Absolutely. But I go back and get it, especially now if I'm going to the store or something like that. You know, it's the new norm. So how you feel about the mask? Jay, how you feel about the mask? Because you got a mask on now.
Yeah, I've got a mask on now. Because these boys doing what they're doing, but you know, it's a, it's okay. But yes, we all sometimes forget our masks. There's no sense in lying about it. We're not used to it. It's not intentional. Some people do it intentionally, but those are the people that are trying to say that they're invincible when they're not, so they should wear their masks. Please, please wear your masks.
How you feel about this mask situation, Alan?
I absolutely agree with Jay. And I actually have to get better with it. When it comes to the mask, I wear them when I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know that's not right at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We have an agenda, and we do need to tighten that up.
So you're slacking a little bit?
I am slacking a little bit when it comes
that,
to
that.
Right?
Yeah,
bro, how you feel about the mask, bro?
I am very much slacking in the mask scene.
That's we ain't talking about
I don't like them because I can't breathe.
Yeah, I mean, none of us can. Now, how you think the healthcare people, they have to wear 2 and 3 masks
all day.
Which is even more reason why we should applaud what they do for our country.
Healthcare,
we need to respect everybody.
They,
we salute all of them.
They put their life on the line.
Every single day. Every single
Hey,
you know,
even the home health care people,
all of them.
Yeah,
those,
yeah.
The people yeah. that work yeah. in the nursing
yeah.
home,
yeah. Blood. Yeah.
everybody yeah. in the healthcare industry. Yes.
First of all, they have called healthcare people who have tested positive for corona that don't have the seriousness of the virus mm-hmm. to come to work yeah. because they ain't got yeah. nobody to work. Man.
Wow.
That's how serious
they're trying to call back no. retired nurses, retired oh. doctors, all of that. So yeah. for them to even come, here's one thing that I really like for them to speak more about is the healthcare workers that have passed.
Yeah.
From it.
Yeah,
they don't talk about that enough.
Everybody, man,
they have had a lot of them pass.
Everybody knows somebody who's passed away from this doggone virus.
The healthcare people, yeah,
and especially those in the healthcare.
Right, they passed too. So
for those who just now tuning in and checking out what's going on, this is the sit down. We're just having a rap session. Kango, Allen, J-Bone in the building. So, I mean, you know, we're just doing a little rap session. Please be safe. No matter what you're doing, please be safe. No matter where you're going, please wear your mask. Please do all the things that you need to do in order to be safe. Because I'm going to tell you right now, this thing is real. This thing's real. I'm just letting you know this thing is real. So,
all right, bro.
Man, big shout out to J-Bone, you know, the original hustler come through, you know, doing what he do. Man, big shout out to my big bro. Man, I want to get off into some subjects, man.
I got one.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
You know why? Because it's been on my head all day.
Yeah.
It's been on my head all week, actually. We need to kind of have a little combo about our city.
All right. Okay. Kick it all off.
And the people in it.
Yeah. Kick it off.
First of all, I've never, and I've been all over the United States. I've been everywhere. You know, and I've never seen so many angry people in one place at one time, all the time. I want you to just take a visual with me right quick.
Yeah.
Go with me. You're in a grocery store.
Yeah.
Picture just any store. I don't care anywhere in Kansas City. Just think of a store. Just think of a place that you've went. Even today. Stop, get gas or a cup of coffee, whatever. And you walk in and look at the people. When you walk by the people, how many of them look mad?
Yeah, I mean, people are angry. People are angry. They're going through a lot.
They're going through a lot.
Yeah.
But it's deeper than that. And I'm going into my community. I'm going into my brothers and sisters, my black men and women. That's where I'm at right now. We have so much time to be angry at a person because you don't understand the person. So then you create a whole animosity with the person. And he's done absolutely nothing other than be who he is. And you have that much time in your day that you want to function and slander and ridicule and speak down and ill without fact, with malice.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, you'll see me and you'll say, hey, man, good to see you. Man, I love what you're doing.
Yeah.
Good stuff, boy. I see what you've been doing, man. But in the same breath, you turn around and you take two steps and I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And I'm going to go a little deeper.
Yeah.
Let's talk about bad spirits. Let's talk about bad spirits. When I say bad spirits, I mean people that always, 7 days a week, have nothing
but derogatory things to say, have nothing but negative energy to provide. Every place that they step into, they step in with negative energy. Why? Do you understand? You can walk into a room with four people in it, and if all four of those people are talking about the things that are going wrong in their life, you're going to be the damn fifth one.
That's right.
That's real.
You're going to be the fifth one doing it.
No better, you do better.
You know better, you do better, man. We got to make a decision for ourselves. We need to get an understanding of what it is we want for ourselves. We got to quit making excuses. Why are we not getting it?
Yeah.
Because it's out here if you want it.
Yeah, right. Absolutely it is. Absolutely.
We went from being out here on the streets doing illegal things, selling drugs, doing all these things. And, man, today, we live our lives the same way. We just ain't doing nothing illegal. Well, our lifestyles haven't changed much. We still do the same things that we were doing back then.
Yeah, it's called growth.
Kind of called growth.
Yeah, it's kind of called growth, man. You know, to elaborate, man, just people, man, are just, you know, I mean, this pandemic, man, is just wearing on people, man. It's wearing on people, man. And we really got to realize, man, that we're not showing enough love, man.
Not showing any.
No love, and gratitude is out the door. People find more reasons to be negative and to find all type of things to be negative about and not realize that the most precious thing that they got is their breath.
Man. You know what else?
It's their breath, right?
It's your family. You know how good it is, how great it is to be able to be blessed enough to sit here and say, I just celebrated my mother's 89th birthday.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to moms, man.
You know,
yeah.
To be able to say that is a blessing in itself.
Yeah.
But I was faced with something today yesterday, with a family member that blew my mind but hurt at the same time. But I had to understand this position.
Yeah.
He had somebody use his name.
Identity theft.
Yes, sir. And did some bad things. Got some charges on him.
Oh, man.
Okay? So I'm gonna keep it all the way a buck,
yeah,
because that's what we're doing. We're giving real dialogue and we're speaking on real things that happen in the real world.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's right.
Years ago, my brother, who has always been my hero.
Yeah.
I was doing stuff different then. I was young and stupid.
Yeah.
So I was driving around, getting tickets on my brother's name. You know what I'm saying? Using his name, driving, getting tickets and speeding. Eluding, running from the cops because I'm trying to hide my pack and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he was faced with something, and when he got the call on it, it affects his life because my brother is excelling in his life. He's doing things that he's growing. He's growing. And in his life, he's in a good place.
Yeah.
So for that to come into his life was hard. So his automatic thought was, and it would have been mine too, to think back to, my brother used my name a long time ago.
Yeah. Is he doing it again?
Is he doing it again? Is this dude up to the same mess?
Yeah.
So yeah, I get it. I know why he would have got upset. I would have got upset too.
Yeah.
But me, you know, I'm an investigator. I go deeper. I need to get to the facts. I need to understand why we're where we are.
Absolutely.
So I said, bro, let's just break this down for a minute. After we get past our anger, let's break this down for a minute because you're my brother and I love you.
Yeah. Listen.
If somebody is arrested, there's a trail.
Absolutely.
He's photographed. He's fingerprinted.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? He has, if he's gotten a ticket or anything, he's signed it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So with that in mind, let's investigate.
Absolutely.
Okay. But his thought is, because he's my brother,
yeah,
his thought is, well, bro, if you did it, just tell me you did it.
Because yeah,
I don't want to put you in that position either,
yeah,
even though it can affect me. I don't want to put you in that position.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I tell him, no, bro, I need you to move forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of you moving forward, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
He went, he dug up the tickets that they sent to him.
Yeah.
He sent them to me.
Yeah.
He sent fingerprints to them.
Yeah.
I'm sending mine in the morning.
Yeah.
Reason being, if I need it to be known
that it wasn't you,
that it wasn't Alan Howard.
Absolutely.
That's my brother.
Yeah.
And I will never do anything to hinder his life.
Yeah.
At all, ever.
Yeah.
So, long story short, I'm to the bottom of it already.
I
already solved the case.
Yeah.
And no, person, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Because what you're not going to do is you're not going to use my family, and you damn sure not going to use me to use my family to destroy either of us.
It definitely It definitely going to come to the light.
I just shared that because realistically, you can lose a family member. You can lose someone you love.
Absolutely.
Over something that you could have controlled. Something
Absolutely.
That you could have changed. When if you're good for it, man the fuck up.
Yeah.
And go accept responsibility for what you've done and go deal with it.
Yeah.
Don't Absolutely. Put nobody else in it.
Absolutely.
That's against the code.
That's
man.
What we that's what this world, man, is crazy, man. Hell, we got a president who said that they got to prove to him the votes. I mean, now he done did
it's official, man. He's wrong.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. I mean, it's got, no. I'm the new capers. These are brand new.
Oh, he got some new capers.
These are brand new.
You know, he's by the day. You know, he makes it happen. He makes it happen every day. He come with something fresh and new every day.
So, he has demolished democracy. That he's not going to step down. What kind of president? First of all, what type of person who, Alan, you lost. What you're saying is voter fraud with no proof.
And they finalized all that foolishness. So they nipped that in the bud.
No,
Joe Biden's the official winner.
They got some states that you've been said that. He's been with it, but he's still going on with it.
Oh man, that's just him. Let him deal with it.
He said he ain't leaving the White House.
No,
but you claim you don't need the White House.
You don't need them. What you worry about the White House for?
Yeah,
you got a whole hotel down the street. I mean, in New York or wherever it is.
Yeah, right up the hill. Right up the hill and over the hill.
So man, I mean,
dude,
the democracy, man. You know the. The one thing, man, that, you know, people got tired of people got tired of went out and voted.
They went out and voted. Biggest black turnout, biggest minority turnout in the history of voting.
Yeah. I mean, and he had something to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Of course he did.
Said, how could Joe Biden have more black people than Obama? First of all,
mm-hmm.
black people tired. I just want to just say, man, you know, for everybody who voted, hats off to you. How they trying to disgrace the election and everything like that, man. I never thought that I would live to see nothing like this.
Black woman is the first woman in office is a black woman.
First,
how beautiful that is.
Yeah, that's huge.
To be able to live and say we've seen that.
That's huge.
That's huge.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
And she's going to do well.
Yeah.
As long as she don't return her path.
Yeah.
Or let nobody get in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of character because of little remarks that's going to be made.
You're going to have thick skin. That's a fact.
So you're
going to have thick skin. That's a fact. But I think, she's a Hulk. And I say that every time I talk about her because she ain't scared.
No, she's going to do what she needs to do, man.
That's
the one thing. She's going to do what she definitely needs to do. She's going to do that. I mean, it's history. History.
Huge
history. And it just, keep dreaming. That's all I want to say. Just keep dreaming.
It just inspires these young black girls out here to...
Just keep dreaming.
This just lets you know. This is proof positive that you can literally do anything that you set your mind to.
Absolutely.
It's out here and it's available
to
you if you want it. And I'm going to make sure that my daughter is going to be one of those elite.
Absolutely.
She's going to be out there.
Absolutely.
And she's going to be grown well.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I want to just take this opportunity, man, and I want to thank everybody who has taken the time to tune into a podcast, shared the podcast in any way, told anybody about it. I'm just truly grateful right now, man. I'm just truly grateful. Wake up every day, man, and find a tremendous amount of things to be grateful for. And I just think, man, we need to go back to the roots. We need to go back and really find out that we need to find ourselves. We can find ourselves. We can find our true spirituality.
Right.
And I don't care what it is. Everything that happens in life is all for your good. Even in the bad, you know what I'm saying? You have to find the good.
You gain something from every experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Real talk. Y'all know I appreciate these conversations, man. And I hope that these conversations, I hope that somebody really gets something from this podcast when they listen to it. I really hope that somebody gets something from this. I really hope that it resonates with somebody because, that's what we want to do. We want to uplift. We want to bring awareness and we want to bring unity. But the one thing, for me, I definitely want to help advance the culture in any way that I can. I definitely want to do that. So, man, before we get up out of here, man, can't go anything, man, you want to say anything you want to talk about before we get up out of here?
Just want to say to people, be careful out there.
Yeah.
Safe out here. Put your mask on and love on your family. And, you're one day and gone the next.
Yeah. Real talk.
It's sad, but it's true. We're born to die, but some of us is leaving here sooner than I just went to like 3 funerals since I've been up here. So the people dropping like flies.
And now can't even have some families can't even have funerals because they're sick.
Yeah.
Imagine not being able to see your loved one.
Then you got some that can't come to the funeral because they didn't call the
corona. Yeah. It's serious, bro.
All I can say is I salute to them. Just be careful.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, anything, last words, man, or anything you want to talk about, Al, before we get up out of here?
Pretty much the same thing Tango said. Take care of your families, man. Understand how important they are. Understand that you're blessed to have them.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't take them for granted. You shouldn't use, you shouldn't abuse, you should love them. Love them like you want to be loved.
Absolutely.
Respect them like you want to be respected. That's a major problem with people that's going on right now, is this crazy sense of entitlement. You want to give, you want to deny respect, but you expect it.
Yeah.
You know?
Say that, bro.
We got to get past that, man. Say we got to get past that. We need to understand that tomorrow's not promised to any of us.
Absolutely, man.
I almost lost my life last Monday.
Yeah.
Italy.
Yeah.
So when I tell you, I'm taking that seriously.
Absolutely.
I'm taking that seriously.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, life is not promised.
No.
You definitely got to stop taking people and things for granted. I really want to just emphasize this. Please be safe. I mean, this is the time. Please be safe. We're in some perilous times right now. So much stuff is going on. Just please be safe and understand that family is important. Family is important. Put your differences aside. I don't care what you put. There's some petty differences, whatever the case may be. Whatever you think is so damn important, put it aside, because you know what? When you don't have an opportunity to say I'm sorry,
what do you do then?
You know, now you left with the shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hurts so, both times is worse, because you know that you left that situation undone,
yeah,
and you can never say I'm sorry,
yeah,
ever again.
So make sure y'all do that. Make sure y'all, I mean, you know, make sure you tell somebody you love them. That's make sure you tell somebody you love them. You know, reach out to your family, your friends, significant others, whoever it is. Make sure you reach out to them. Tell somebody how important they are today, because tomorrow is not promised. I'm gonna leave y'all with a little something. You know, I was listening to Louise Hay. I get up and after I do my meditations and affirmations and mantras and everything, I was listening to Louise Hay. I'm gonna leave y'all with this. I want y'all to do this. I'm gonna leave y'all with this. And this is something that I want y'all to really resonate with me with. The key to real love. The key to real love is you gotta improve the relationship with yourself. The key to real love, you first got to improve the relationship with yourself. If you're looking for love, and we all want to be loved, work on loving yourself nonstop. Because when you think happy thoughts, everything else will improve. But it first starts with improving the relationship, the love you got for yourself. Your man, Earl B. Appreciate everybody who has tuned in, and we appreciate everybody who will tune in. We'll be having another one of these rap sessions real soon, so y'all stay tuned. This podcast is sponsored by Exquisite Living Cigars, Kansas City's premier mobile cigar bar and cigar shop. 1734 E63rd Street, Suite 208. Thank you so much for your support. Shout out to all the small business owners again. Shout out to all the brothers of the league, the sisters of the league, and shout out to everybody everywhere. We out, y'all.